Welcome to the Benchmark Weekly Civil Law Review. On Friday, the 23rd of July, 2021, King and Melbourne Vicenta Swimming Club Incorporated, Full Court of the Federal Court of Australia, Industrial Law Preliminary Question, Primary Judge found appellant not covered by Fitness Industry Award 2010 Award during employment with respondent, appeal allowed. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Australian branch, trading as Liberty Specialty Markets and Icon Co., New South Wales, Proprietary Limited. Full Court of the Federal Court of Australia, insurance, contract, equity, proceedings arising from extremely serious defects in Opal Tower. Appellants, Liberty and QBE, were respondents to third-party liability insurers. Primary judge found both Liberty and QBE liable to indemnify respondent. Liberty's appeal dismissed, QBE's appeal allowed. North Parramatta Residents Action Group Incorporated, Infrastructure New South Wales No. 2, Court of Appeal of New South Wales. Environmental Law Minister consented to development application which Infrastructure New South Wales made. Appellant contended consent was invalid on basis environmental impact statement accompanying application had not complied with essential requirements prescribed by Environmental Planning and Assessment Act 1979 New South Wales and Environmental Planning and Assessment Regulation 2000 New South Wales. Primary judge dismissed application, appeal dismissed. Burrows and McPherson and Kelly Lawyers, Sydney, Proprietary Limited, Court of Appeal of New South Wales. Negligence, costs, adjournment, applicant sought leave to appeal against three judgments, dismissal of proceedings, refusal of adjournment, granting of lump sum costs order, appeal dismissed. Vitality Works Australia, Proprietary Limited and Yolda No. 2, Court of Appeal of New South Wales. Industrial Law, Sexual Harassment. Respondent alleged sexual harassment under Anti-Discrimination Act 1977, New South Wales. Appeal panel found in respondent's favour. Applicant sought to appeal. Appeal dismissed. Secretary of the Department of Planning, Industry and Environment and Blacktown City Council, Court of Appeal of New South Wales. Subpoena Environmental Law, first respondent issued subpoena to applicant concerning forthcoming proceedings in Land and Environment Court between second and third respondents and first respondent. Applicant sought that subpoena be set aside. Primary judge refused to set aside subpoena. Appeal dismissed. R.N. MacDonald and R.N. Edward Obeid, R.N. Mose Obeid, No. 17, Supreme Court of New South Wales. Criminal Law, Joint Trial of Co-Accused, Mr. Ian MacDonald, Mr. Edward Obeid, and Mr. Moses Obeid, each accused charged with conspiracy to commit misconduct in public office, each accused found guilty. Precision Flooring Proprietary Limited and Armstrong, Supreme Court of New South Wales, Contract Consumer Law, Plaintiff claimed sum for breach of agreement between parties, defendant cross-claimed contending breach of Competition and Consumer Act 2010 Commonwealth and Australian Consumer Law, Magistrate found in defendant's favour, appeal allowed, matter remitted. Equity Trustees Wealth Services Limited and WED Supreme Court of South Australia, Wills and Estates, Succession, Trusts and Trustees, separate question concerning deceased's will, proper construction, whether contrary intention under Section 36 of the Wills Act 1936 South Australia, appeared, court satisfied to exercise discretion to determine question. Contrary intention appeared. Question answered in the affirmative. Poole and Zagar, Supreme Court of the Australian Capital Territory. Damages, motor vehicle accident. Plaintiff injured in motor vehicle accident. Parties agreed concerning liability of defendant. Assessment of damages. Judgment for plaintiff in the sum of $157,277.54.
Thank you for listening.